Alabama native and blues musician Henry Gip Gibson has died. Gibson died Tuesday in Bessemer. He was 99. WBHM's Janae Pierre has this remembrance for a man credited with keeping the blues alive.
Henry Gip Gibson was known worldwide for his Saturday night backyard parties. Gip's Place, his Bessemer juke joint, has been the gathering spot for blues since the early 50s. Each Saturday, Gibson would start the party with a prayer, followed by his favorite gospel song, Amazing Grace. Gibson was a grave digger by day and a blues man by night. He hasn't performed at the juke joint in nearly 5 months. Gibson spent his last days in a nursing home, but visiting artists have kept the tradition going. That's Brian Futch and the Alabama Rhythm Brothers performing at Gibbs Place. Futch is a regular at the juke joint. He says it's his favorite venue.
There's not any place I've ever played in my entire life that's as fun to play as this place, because people, different, you know, backgrounds, different political stances, whatever there is that could divide people, disappears at Gibbs.
Diane Guyton was Gibson's manager in his later years. She says everyone will remember Gibson for his big smile and hospitality. Gibson would walk guests from the grassy parking lot down the street and into his backyard. Visitors pay $10 and it's BYOB, bring your own bottle. Guyton says Gibson wanted everyone to feel welcome when they came to Gibbs Place.
He tried to bring people together. His motto is no whites, no blacks, just the blues.
Early in his career, Gibson performed alongside some of the greatest blues artists of all time, including B.B. King and John Lee Hooker. Though he's never recorded an album, Gibson contributed to the music industry in other ways, passing on old music, stories, and advice with emerging blues artists. Georgia bluesman Jontavious Willis is one of them.
He's such a nice guy, but at the same time, he's real smart and he's a businessman under everything. From what he told me, almost all the land that's around there, he owned it and started his own business from the ground up and kept a level head and always was nice to everybody.
What's your name, baby?
Hey, baby.
Hey,
that's Willis and Gibson playing a duet in 2016. Willis is infatuated with early blues, the music Gibson grew up listening to. Music by Big Maceo Merriweather and songs like Kansas City Blues. Willis says he often visited Gibson to learn more about the music of his era.
Mr. Gip was brought up in the transformation of blues. So in the 20s, in the hook'em blues in the 20s, and then into the 30s, then when it started getting electrified in the late 30s, so all of that.
Gibson's knowledge and influence of the blues was strong. He'll be remembered for keeping the blues alive right in his own backyard. After a recent change in management, the future of Gibbs Place is unknown. Local musicians and many in the Bessemer community hope the juke joint will remain open for as long as it can. After all, they say that's what Gibson would have wanted. Janae Pierre, WBHM.
Details on Gibson's memorial service have not yet been announced. This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham.